fellow citizens, events in Iraq have now reached the final days of decision. The danger is clear. Using chemical, biological, or one-day nuclear weapons, obtained with the help of America and our friends. This regime has already used weapons of mass destruction against Iraq's neighbors and against Iraq's people. The United States and other nations did nothing. America and our allies accept that responsibility. In 1 year, 5 years, the power to inflict harm on all three nations would be multiplied many times over, whose threats were allowed to grow into genocide and global war, to kill thousands or hundreds of thousands of innocent people in our country or any other. That duty falls to me as Commander-in-Chief. By the oath I have sworn, by the oath I will keep. Our goal will not be achieved overnight, but it can come over time. There will be more wars of aggression against your neighbors, more poison factories, more executions of dissidents, more torture chambers and rape rooms. Intelligence gathered by this and other governments leaves no doubt the United States continues to possess and conceal some of the most lethal weapons ever devised. Our good faith has not been returned. The cause of peace requires the full force and might of our military, and turn the creative gifts of men and women to the pursuits of hatred and violence. This is not a question of authority. It is suicide. Good night, and may God continue to bless America.